You don't have to be outside for long to realize that here in the Bay Area, we're surrounded by wildlife. Long before houses and roads and cities popped up, wild animals reigned supreme. As we negotiate our relationship to the remaining members of that wildlife, there's bound to be some tension. One particularly sneaky animal is on the prowl in almost every neighborhood, digging up garden beds, living in attics, scavenging through garbage. Yep, you know them. They're raccoons, one of the most common urban animals in America. But just because they're everywhere doesn't mean our relationships with them are peaceful. Reporter Hadley Robinson has more.
If you've ever walked through a campground at night, you might have had this experience. You shine a flashlight into the woods and see glowing, beady eyes staring back at you. Haven't had that happen while camping? Well, you don't need to go far. Shine your lights in a sewer drain in the Bay Area, and you'll likely catch a glimpse of those same flashing eyes. Though raccoons are common in cities, people's opinions of them vary wildly.
Cute.
Ferocious.
Very playful.
Annoying.
Did you hear? Annoying? That's how Dan Ryan describes the 10 to 20 pound nocturnal creatures. He's been battling them for years in his Oakland home. First, he found a family living in his walls.
You know, you get in your head that this thing is out there, and you get kind of paranoid about it, and you start feeling like it's me against the raccoons, and they're out to get me. And so you start then cooking up little solutions in your head, whether it be calling the exterminator guy or buying an electric fence or secretly designing weapons in your head.
Ryan and the wildlife removal company tried everything they could think of to evict the raccoons from the attic, patching holes in the roof, various chemical repellents, even spraying with coyote urine.
And I found that kind of get very medieval because it really is sort of like you versus the dark forces. And then, of course, the fact that they're masked and they're at night, of course, helps that imagery.
Ryan ended up with a raccoon-free attic. But then his backyard grapes started to go. So we called the same wildlife removal company to trap and remove the animals. The removal team came, set up a cage, and baited it with Fig Newtons. After first catching a baby skunk by accident, they snared a raccoon.
Great, they come and they get the raccoon. And they leave the cage out, just in case there's another one. And we catch another raccoon. And then the next day, we catch another raccoon. And this kind of just went on to the point where we caught, I think in the end, 10 or 12 raccoons. And spent a ton of money disposing of them all.
Since there are limits on where captured raccoons can be released, the animals from Ryan's yard were all euthanized. But his raccoon problems aren't over. This year, grape splotches are all over the ground again. So Ryan has a new plan. He's installed a small electric fence around his grapevines.
I think they went from being cute to being annoying. And then there was a period where they went, I mean, it was a pretty visceral, they are my enemy. I mean, there were times when I would say to Jillian, you know, I'm going to go out and I'm going to get a spear and I'm going to attack them. And she was like, no, you can't get a spear. And of course, I really wasn't going to. But that was what it felt like. You know, I just wanted to find something that would give me my edge over them because they clearly had gotten the edge over me.
Dan Ryan is the type of person Jamie Ray likes to talk to. Ray lives in San Francisco. And she's the person Animal Control will refer you to if you're having problems with animals in your house or yard. She was the one who described raccoons as playful and curious.
Pretty much all the calls have to do with seasonal behaviors, things that are just natural behaviors for wildlife. And, you know, people sometimes take it personally and think that they're intentionally trying to bother them, but it's not. It's just a natural behavior.
Ray thinks raccoons deserve to live among us, and she's not just saying that. She's the only person in San Francisco with a permit to rehabilitate orphaned or injured mammals. There's no wildlife hospital.
I found that quite astounding that we have, you know, 100 clinics for cats and dogs and domestic animals and nothing for, you know, no place where native animals can get medical care when they need it.
So the place has become Ray's Outer Richmond home. She rehabilitates the injured ones and the orphaned ones go in foster homes where people are trained to take care of them. I asked her what she has right now.
A little raccoon who was hit by a car. The skunk with his foot snapped in the rat trap, a possum with an eye infection, another opossum with a jaw injury. We rehabilitate them for release back to the wild. We have a pretty good success rate with rehabilitating them and releasing them back, giving them that chance to live.
And when you say back to the wild, you're talking about back to where you found them somewhere in the city.
Exactly, to their natural environment.
Ray says that raccoons are very afraid of humans and don't like to get close. But San Francisco resident Tegwin Lewis Pine has to disagree. She recently got extremely close to one while walking her dog at the Palace of Fine Arts. Yeah, she's the one who used the word ferocious.
We were walking and saw this raccoon sort of standing there, and my immediate thought was, okay, gotta scare the raccoon. So ran towards it, and as I ran towards it, it just kind of got up on its hind legs and stared at me. And so I was like, oh my God.
Lewis Pine was unsettled. In all her past experiences with raccoons, they'd run away when frightened. Her dog Athena started sniffing around where the raccoon had appeared.
The raccoon came out in full-fledged attack mode, growling and hissing. And as soon as I saw it attacking my dog, you know, Athena, and on her nose, I started kicking at it to try and get it to go away. And I kicked it and kicked it and kicked it.
She says she started tugging on Athena's leash, trying to get out of there.
And as I was pulling her away and as I was kicking, I fell backwards in the process and was on the ground, continuing to kick at the raccoon. And then as I was on the ground and kicking, at some point in that scuffle, the raccoon came over and scratched my knee and bit my leg through my jeans, bit my inner thigh.
She says the rest is hard to remember, but at some point she and her dog ran away and went to their respective emergency rooms for rabies shots. Reginald Barrett, a professor of wildlife management at UC Berkeley, says that was probably a wise move.
I think it's probably not such a good thing to have wild animals habituated. You know, generally, the closer the contact humans have with wild animals, the more chance you have of transmitting diseases, getting bitten. I mean, even squirrels will bite. Wild animals are wild.
Barrett had a few ideas for how to minimize contact.
If you don't want raccoons around, it probably helps to harass them a bit. You know, they have to learn that they're not wanted.
But that was before I told him Lewis Pine's story.
That seems pretty abnormal to me. I worry about the rabies thing. I mean, rabies is still around. It's with us. And if you have wild animals that are charging you or chasing you and trying to bite you, that's really bad. You don't want to be around when that's happening.
We'll never know what got into that raccoon. There's some chance it could have been rabid, or maybe, like the squirrels or pigeons who get too close for comfort in urban areas, they're just used to us. Lewis Pine, for her part, is done trying to scare them out of her way.
I certainly have a increased respect for, I think, raccoons, but also just all wildlife, renewed sense of live and let live, and if they're not really involved in what I'm doing, that I'm going to even more stay away.
And if you're out walking late at night, you might want to keep an eye on those sewer drains. For Cross Currents, I'm Hadley Robinson.